My story began 16 years ago now. After 3 years of an abusive relationship, broken eye sockets and a broken chin, bruised ribs, and I lost another baby. This could have been the end for me. It could have been the end for me and my children. I'm Courtney Santana, and I am a survivor of domestic violence. I started a foundation called Survive to Thrive, and it helps survivors who can't get into the shelters that they turn to when they're running from their abuse. The person who abused me was my boyfriend. He came over and we were having a conversation and everything was going well. And he went to the bathroom. He took his coat off and I picked up his coat to go and hang it in the closet. And a gun fell out of the lining of his pocket, of his coat. My son was sitting on the couch. He was 8 months at the time. And my daughter was in her bedroom. And I crept and grabbed both of them and rolled down the street with the lights off. You know, I didn't want to accelerate because I didn't want him to hear. And then my children and I went to the local shelter here in Austin called Safe Place Austin. And we lived there for about 3 months. That's when my abuse and my cycle stopped.
Pieces of your life are scattered everywhere.
Some people journal, some people write poems, I sing.
Life is over and done, but something deep inside says open up your eyes. You're more than just the power of one.
While I was at the shelter for those 3 months, I wrote close to 200 songs. It was just coming at me. And I guess it was a journal, but I mean, I was just writing out music.
No, no cry no more.
And after that, I just decided I wanted to go back and create hope for the community that I was now a part of. So how I interact with survivors is they'll call me or the shelter will call me and say, we've waitlisted this person, but they need immediate help. Can you help them? And then I'll contact them and I'll meet with them. You know, I'll get a full picture of what their story looks like. You know, the demographic information of their abuser. I'll find out where the abuser is. I'll find out if they've applied for a protective order, like different parts of their story that would be necessary to know to ensure my safety and to ensure their safety. More than 1 in 3 people that go to the shelter will be turned away because there's no space. That's my motivating factor, is like, what if I had been turned away? Where would we have gone? I didn't have to sleep on the streets at all. I had a warm bed, my kids and I. As miserable as I wasn't homeless. I think a lot of survivors resent the fact that they have to uproot themselves from their routines. I mean, they have to take their kids out of school. They have to change jobs sometimes. They have to relocate. So the feeling is always one of anger and extreme disappointment in yourself and then your abuser. But it's like, what do you do? You have to be here to start over. There are times, and there's still flashbacks, and there's moments where the trauma does set in, but it's never when I'm working with my clients. It's more frustration when dealing with my clients because I want them to, come on, let's do this, you know. And if they don't want it for themselves, I can't force them to want it, but it's coming. And in my heart, I know it's coming. So I get patient again, and I keep moving.
You know the truth now, and it's time to get up and stand up and survive. Your life is far from through. There's hope inside of you. And it's time to get up and stand up and survive.